To be beautiful is to be healthy. It's time for Beauty Inside Out with hosts Lisa Davis and the star of the show, David Pollack.
I love the heat, David, but my makeup doesn't. So I basically don't really wear very much, or within a few minutes, I look like a raccoon with some dripping makeup off my face. Not a very pretty look. I'm sure you've seen that in the heat, women sort of losing their makeup.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about mine. No, I don't wear much either, not even in the heat. Now, you know why we're going to keep the studio cold.
Exactly.
You know, we talk about, you know, makeup, beauty, skincare, and all that, but today we've got a guest that truly can help us during the summertime. I mean, it is one of the concerns, especially here in Florida with the humidity and the heat, but our guest today is Kirby Johnson, and you most likely recognize the name because she is not only a beauty expert, but she has been in the beauty industry for years. She's the host of Pop Sugar Beauty, and she's probably the busiest lady I know in beauty. She actually shoots over 30 videos a month. I mean, think about that.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. She interviews all kinds of celebrities, so she's dealt with all kinds of people like Rihanna and Jessica Alba and so many others. So we want to welcome to the show Kirby Johnson. How are you doing this afternoon?
Hi, David and Lisa. Thanks for having me.
Well, you're LA, so it's morning for you.
Exactly. It's early morning, but I can't complain.
Well, thank you for being up and joining us. So, you know, we were just talking a little bit about the summer heat, and LA, you seem to have a perfect temperature year-round. But for most of our listeners in the summer, we've had a heat wave, and you've got humidity. But talk to some of the listeners about what you'd recommend or some of the makeup they should be using in the summer. Like, is there a different type of makeup or different amount of makeup or ways that we can make it melt-proof? I mean, what do you suggest for summer months?
Well, you know, I have to agree with Lisa. If you can go without makeup, that's ideal. But I know some people think, are you crazy? I can't live without my foundation. And I totally understand that. So try to be light-handed in the summer. I know it's tempting to want to pile it on because it does tend to slide off. But the lighter you are with your makeup, the better you're going to end up looking. And I think that the basis of a great makeup look in the summer has to be your primer. A lot of women don't use primer. They usually put on their concealer and foundation first, but primer is usually silicone-based, and that's actually going to help your makeup to adhere. It's kind of like a makeup magnet. It'll keep your eyeshadow and your foundation in place, and that you won't have to worry about it moving at all.
Okay, so that's going to help create like a canvas or a perfect canvas, if you will, to help the makeup stay in place, you're suggesting?
Exactly, and it acts as a mattifier as well, so if you tend to get even more shiny during the summer, that's going to help you out as well.
Now, you said they're silicone-based. Are there any that are not silicone-based?
Yeah, there are plenty. There are some that are, you know, more gel-based. There are also nice creams as well, but I tend to like silicone because it does have that adhering quality that makes it stay on a little bit longer.
Understood.
Yeah. Now, what about for the eyes? I mentioned that, and this is a big problem, I know, for a lot of women, but that raccoon look that you get that you're not necessarily going after. Is there something, is that a silicone base or something else as well?
Well, you definitely don't want to look like you've been crying on your way to work or anything like
that.
So a lot of cosmetic companies are actually coming out with these clear waterproof top coats for your mascara. You know, a lot of people want to have the option to go waterproof or not. So with these clear top coats, you just put on your regular mascara, and then when you apply the top coat, it just kind of seals it in and keeps your makeup from smudging or moving throughout the day, which I really like the benefit of having.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
You know,
kind of just
Kirby, one thing, too, that we're really big on here is do it yourself. Now, I know that you have a book. Why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
I do not actually have a book. I work for Pop Sugar Beauty, so I do. I post about 30 videos a month, like David said. And basically, we're really big on DIY. We want to be able to give our viewers exactly, you know, what they're looking for in terms of celebrity beauty or high-end products, but making it a little easier for them to either create themselves or get on their own.
Okay.
Well,
you can bring up a subject.
I apologize about my
I was going to say,
go ahead, David.
Yeah, that's my fault. In the show notes, I may have taken one of the titles of the videos and put it down and said it listed as a book, because these are videos where you cover some of the DIYs, and there was one interesting one you talked about, a texturizing spray. Can you share that with our listeners?
Yeah, exactly. So one of the biggest products for the summer has to be those sea salt texturizing sprays, but you know, a lot of beauty companies, they can make them for really cheap and sell them for very high-end prices, which, you know, might not be very budget-friendly. So all you need for this DIY texturizing spray at home is sea salt, your conditioner from your bathroom, a little bit of hair gel, coconut oil, and then vegetable oil. And more than likely, you have these things in your kitchen or your bathroom. And all you have to do is just grind up that sea salt so it's really, really fine. Combine that along with your conditioner, your hair gel, and those oils. What the conditioner is going to do is going to help with any split ends. Coconut oil will add that silky texture, but then the gel creates that nice, peachy, you know, just been to the beach hair look, which is great. And when you mix all these together in your spray bottle along with about 8 ounces of hot water, you just put it in your spray bottle and use it on the go, and you're good to go. You don't have to do any other, you know, styling to your hair besides scrunching. So I use this. I cool it in the refrigerator, and the next morning I have this, you know, beautiful PC texture to my hair.
Oh, wow. That sounds like a fun item to make. That's something that us guys can do as well as you ladies.
Exactly. There's a lot of guys here in California that have long hair too. I'm sure if they don't want to hit up the beach, they can create their own beach wipe spray too, right?
Well, my hair is actually short, but you know what? I want it to look textured, or like I've got a little bit of style to it, I guess, or beach look.
You can do it. This works just for you, and everyone tends to have a spray bottle of some sort that they could clean out and use. So that's why we always try to find the at-home option for our viewers.
Now, Kirby, what if you have the opposite problem? I have too much texture. And any products that you like, or any do-it-yourself, you know, maybe deep conditioning creams or something that we can try to make our hair even more manageable? Because I swim a lot in the summer. Actually, I'm lucky. I get to swim in a pond, so I don't have to worry about chlorine. But still, my hair is really getting fried this summer.
You know,
David,
what?
Don't make a face about a pond. It's awesome.
No, I got to interrupt. I'm laughing because I think in my life I've swam in a pond once. It just seems like still water. I guess if you've grown up around it,
it's
I'm so used to the ocean.
Like a lake. It looks like a lake. Well, okay, sorry. Anyway,
I mean, even when you do swim in the pond, whether you're in a pool, a pond, or the beach, your hair is going to get dried out. And I have to say that coconut oil is a miracle product in terms of beauty, whether it's your skin, your nails, or your hair. Because you might have a thicker texture to your hair, you don't want to put too much product in. So if you are experiencing those dry ends, take some coconut oil, melt it between your fingers, and just apply it really lightly to the ends of your hair. That's going to smooth. It's also going to help with any dry cuticles you may have. You can even apply it directly to your face as a really great summertime moisturizer, too.
Oh, wow. Coconut oil.
Yeah, so go buy that, that jar.
Oh, go ahead. Well, you know, one thing I love to do when I swim is I put a deep conditioner on my hair, and then I wet it, and then I put the swim cap on. And then when I'm swimming, the heat from the exercise, actually my head gets warm and I get deep conditioning while I swim, and I protect my hair. So you could do that with coconut
oil.
Yeah,
that's a great idea. That's so smart. That is such a great DIY. You need to come on to Pop Sugar Beauty and give some of your own advice.
Oh my gosh, please have me on. That would be so much fun.
Only if you wear the bathing cap. I'm picturing this.
Exactly.
I will.
No, this is some great suggestions. So with your videos, you actually do not just DIY, but you've got all kinds of other tips, just like today with some of the things we can do for the summer.
Exactly. So we have our live show that is on air every day at 1 p.m. Pacific time, where I go on and give different tips and tricks, whether it's, you know, how to sweep your hair off your neck, or if your hair is too short, a few different ways to style it. Even bright makeup is a great option. So, and we do celebrity interviews, which is really great. We like to give you that celebrity component as well.
Oh, that'd be a lot of fun. So we invite the listeners to take a look. It's at bellasugar.com. And then you can even put /beauty-video. Today's guest is Kirby Johnson. She's given us some great tips about making your makeup melt-proof in the humidity by wearing a primer to help lock in the makeup, and the new top coats to waterproof some of your mascara, and some great DIYs. Kirby, I thank you for joining us today. I'm David Pollack with my co-host, Lisa Davis. You're listening to Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD. Thank you for listening. Stay beautiful and stay healthy.